98.3 The Coast, the best mix. I'm Zach with the Best Mix in the Morning Show and your Coast Social Network on the air, brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh. And every Wednesday morning, Lisa Cripps Downey from the Berrien Community Foundation joins us as we talk about all sorts of great things going on in the community, as BCF always helps resources meet the fantastic needs that are in the community. And again, there's so much that has gone on in the 70-year history that BCF has served Berrien County. And Lisa, there's a lot going on that also relates to Women's History Month within that 70 years that BCF has served the area. How do these two things correlate?
Okay, so this is Berrien Community Foundation's 70th anniversary serving Berrien County. And with it being Women's History Month, we thought, well, let's just do a little bit of history lesson about what some of the amazing women who have made an impact in Berrien County and through the Berrien Community Foundation. It's also kind of scholarship season, so I thought I could share some interesting stories about women who made their impact with scholarships.
And one of those people happens to be Cora Parkhurst. Tell me about her.
Okay, Cora B. Parkhurst. She created a scholarship for Berrien Springs High School students. So this is, we're really in the Wayback Machine here. Cora Parkhurst was born in 1871 in Ohio, and she moved to Berrien County. She really just adopted Berrien Springs as her family. So, an interesting fact about Cora Parkhurst is that her grandfather, or her great-grandfather, Roger Sherman, he was one of the country's founding fathers and signed the Declaration of Independence.
Wow, that is awesome.
I know, isn't that cool?
Yeah.
So Cora had sisters, she had nieces and nephews, but she never married. So she just really adopted Berrien Springs, and Berrien Springs adopted her. So think about how long ago that was. She, as a woman, she served several terms as a village treasurer for Berrien Springs. She was a substitute librarian. She was employed by a local lumber company. So she was just very, very active in the community. She was also, at that time, they had what were called townsie or newsie folks who worked for the local papers that did those kind of, those information blips of, you know, Doug went over to Selma's house and had dinner and shared those and wrote those up. So she did that for the News Palladium, the Tribune, the Niles Daily Star, the Journal Era. That was Cora Parkhurst. That was one of her jobs that she did.
Wow.
But when Cora died, she established the Cora B. Parkhurst Scholarship, and she put that into a trust, and that was to help the Berrien Springs students that she loved to further their education. And that scholarship has been given away for 55 years.
That's amazing, Lisa. And when did things start with Berrien Community Foundation specifically?
She established a trust in the year 2000. That trust moved over to the Berrien Community Foundation. So we've been doing that now for 22 years through the Berrien Community Foundation.
Well, that's pretty awesome that even with that amount of time, it's still been a big part of the BCF, even in its history that way. And there's also the Edna Bender Scholarship for Berrien Springs students. Tell me about this.
Okay, so Edna Bender was born in 1908, and she received her teaching certificate, and she taught at Berrien Springs High School for 36 years, and she taught business classes. And one of the things that she did, she was just a real creative educator. She would purchase a share of AT&T stock as a lesson for her students, and then the students would follow the stock throughout the year. Now, through her years of teaching, she purchased a total of 200 shares of those stocks. And through stock growth and splitting and everything, when she retired, she used that stock that she had purchased to create a scholarship that was going to support those students that she loved who were going to pursue careers in business. And so her legacy just really continues to give back to those students.
That is pretty awesome. And that, it's just amazing to know how much something way back then managed to make such a huge impact all the way to today and turned into something so big for these Berrien Springs students. Let's talk about the Treff Family Scholarship. That's a little bit newer, right?
Yes, that's that's a little bit newer. So this one was established in 2017, but we'll kind of stay on the history track because Josephine and Richard Trust, they purchased 17 acres of beachfront property in 1953 for $7,500. So 17 acres of beachfront property, $7,500. That's amazing. But together they worked and they built their home on that property. Remember back then, living on the beach was kind of looked down on. You were called a sand rabbit. But they lived very, very simply. Josephine worked as a secretary at VM Corporation in Benton Harbor. Richard worked at the Studebaker plant in South Bend. In 1968, they sold that land to Lincoln Township for $45,000. That land became part of what we now know as Lincoln Township Park. It was combined with another parcel to create the park, which is now 34 acres with more than 400 feet of beachfront lake access for the community. So Josephine and Richard, they took that $45,000, they invested it for their retirement. After Richard died, Josephine took that investment and established a trust that would help take care of her and her siblings during their lifetime. And then upon their death, the remainder would be distributed to the Bering Community Foundation to form a scholarship for low-income kids who wanted to go and get a college education. Josephine's three siblings had all gone to college, and it was something that she really, really would have wanted to do herself, but she just never got to do it. And by establishing this scholarship, she was helping other kids be able to fulfill that college dream that she never got to fulfill for herself.
That is an awesome story. And there are so many other stories that are out there. Obviously, we don't have a lot of time to go through many of them, but you know all these stories. The staff at BCF knows all these stories. The board and so many other people who have donated to BCF know these stories. And people out there might have their own story where they want to create maybe their own legacy for BCF, through BCF, I should say, to carry somebody's legacy forward with a scholarship program or turn something into an endowment fund or so much more. How can they get a hold of you and the staff, Lisa, at BCF to talk more about how that happens?
Sure, you can always give us a call. We love to talk to anybody about what they want to do about with their charitable legacy or how they want to help the community. So you can give us a call at 269-983-3304. You can always find more information on our website. But everybody has their own unique story and their own unique legacy that they want to create. And we want to work with you to help create that legacy.
And I really hope that folks take you up on that offer, because I know there are plenty of people out there who, again, have great stories. And hopefully they'll convert those stories into some great action that, again, can help others here in our community with the help of Bering Community Foundation. Lisa Cripps Downey joins us here on the Coast Social Network every Wednesday morning, and it's part of the Coast Social Network brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh with 98.3 The Coast.